Good morning. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal calls upon Japanese businesses to deepen the investments and partnerships in India. UAE suspends all trade and financial dealings with Iran after accusing it of missile threat. US President Donald Trump says no talks with Iran until Tehran ready to make a deal. Israel carries out airstrikes on Abu Dhuhr Air Base in Syria's northwestern Idlib province. And India to take on Pakistan in the crucial Pool D match of the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, Netherlands this evening. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has highlighted the growing depth and strategic importance of the Indo-Japan partnership and invited Japanese businesses to deepen the investments and partnerships in India. Addressing a Japanese delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Goyal said that India and Japan share a close and enduring partnership rooted in common aspirations for peace, progress and prosperity in the Indo-Pacific. He noted that the presence of the delegation from Yamanashi Prefecture reflects the growing reach of the bilateral partnership into India's states and regions. Mr. Goyal said that India-Japan bilateral trade has reached $27.5 billion in financial year 2025-26, while Japan is now India's fifth largest source of foreign direct investment. The minister noted that the growing India-Japan partnership is already visible on the ground, citing the Mumbai-Ahmedabad high-speed rail project, Japanese-assisted metro systems in Delhi, Ahmedabad, Bengaluru and Chennai, and 11 Japanese industrial townships across 8 states. The United Arab Emirates has suspended all trade, commercial exchanges and financial transactions with Iran until further notice, citing rising regional tensions and concerns over threats to regional and international security. We have a report.
UAE Foreign Ministry Communications Director Afra Al-Hameli said the decision is aimed at protecting regional stability and maintaining the integrity of the international financial system in accordance with international law and global standards. The announcement came after the UAE said its air defense system detected 2 ballistic missiles launched from Iran towards the Gulf. UAE Defense Ministry later said both missiles were assessed to have been targeting maritime navigation and fallen into the sea. UAE said it remains committed to dialogue, cooperation and regional integration as a means of promoting peace and stability. Iran Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ismail B categorically rejected the United Arab Emirates' claim that Iran had launched a missile towards that country, calling it harmful to regional trust and security efforts. However, Tehran has warned that the Strait of Hormuz will remain closed until peace agreement is reached with the US. The Strait of Hormuz is an international shipping route for vessels leaving UAE ports and other Gulf countries. The latest measures mark a significant escalation in tensions between the UAE and Iran. Payal Sharma for World News.
US President Donald Trump has asked his negotiating team to hold off talks with Iran until Tehran is ready to make a deal, adding that there was no conflict within the administration's position on diplomatic engagement with Tehran. We have more from a correspondent.
The development comes amid conflicting statements from Washington and Tehran over the status of the Strait of Hormuz and ongoing tensions between the two countries. Earlier yesterday, Trump had contracted Iran's position on the strategic waterway, stating that the naval blockade remained in full force and effect while the Strait of Hormuz is open and operating. In a post on Truth Social, Trump said there are no talks or discussions currently taking place with Tehran, adding that the Strait of Hormuz is operational and that naval mines have been removed or detonated. Meanwhile, Iranian Parliament Speaker Mohammad Bagheer Ghalibaf has said Tehran will not reopen the Strait of Hormuz until the United States fulfills commitments under a 14-point Memorandum of Understanding, including lifting the blockade, releasing frozen Iranian assets and easing oil sanctions. Renu Kataria for World News.
Israel has carried out airstrikes on the Abu Dhuhr Air Base in Syria's northwestern Idlib province, saying the action was aimed at preventing the deployment of Turkish troops at the base. 8 strikes reportedly hit the runway of the airbase, causing damage but no casualties. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Syria was on the verge of violating an agreed status quo on security matters by allowing Turkish troops to deploy at the base. It said Israel has repeatedly warned Syria that such a deployment would pose a threat to its security. This is Akashvani and you're listening to The World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. India Ratings and Research, Indra, has raised its GDP growth forecast for Indian economy in 2026-27 by 10 basis points to 6.8% from its estimate of 6.7% projected in May. However, the rating agency warned that an El Nino weather pattern and geopolitical headwinds could weigh on economic momentum, keeping growth below the National Statistical Office's provisional estimate of 7.6% for the financial year 26. Indian Coast Guard's Daman Air Station conducted a swift operation to save the lives of 9 fishermen who were stuck in a sinking boat. According to an official press release, the station received a distress call and immediately launched a Chetak helicopter to the location. The rescue operation was conducted successfully, bringing all fishermen to safety. While 3 injured fishermen received first aid at ICGS Daman, they were subsequently shifted to a government hospital for further medical treatment. In badminton, Indian shuttlers registered comprehensive wins at the BWF World Championships in New Delhi yesterday. Men's singles ace Lakshya Sen defeated Austria's Colin Filimon in the first round, while the Indian duo of Tresha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand continued their winning runs to enter the pre-quarterfinals. We have a report.
Ace shuttler Lakshya Sen entered the second round of the men's singles at the BWF Badminton World Championships. He defeated Collins Filimon of Austria in the opening round. The Indian shuttler was down after the first game at 16-21. However, Lakshya clawed back to register one-sided wins in the next two games, 21-8, 21-4. In the women's doubles, India's Tresha Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the pre-quarterfinals after outshining United States' Lauren Lamb and Alison Lee in straight games, 21-15, 21-12. Meanwhile, the Indian women's doubles pair of Kavipriya Selvam and Simran Singhi bowed out of the World Championships after losing to Stefanie Stoeva and Gabriela Stoeva of Bulgaria, 21-7, 21-14. Earlier in the day, Unnati Huda advanced to the women's singles second round after Myanmar's Thet Tar Thuzar in straight games, 22-20, 21-16. Meanwhile, the mixed doubles duo of Rohan Kapoor and Rutvika Shivani Gadde faced a defeat against the Canadian pair of Jonathan Lai and Crystal Lai in the mixed doubles first round. After winning the first game by 22-20, the Indian duo lost the next two games by 19-21 and 17-21. With Vishnu P.S., Bhanu Pratap Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Indian men's team will face arch rivals Pakistan in a crucial Pool D encounter of the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, the Netherlands today, with both teams battling for a place in the next round. India currently on 3 points from 2 matches, need at least a draw to secure qualification. The team began its campaign with a 3-1 victory over Wales before suffering 2-4 defeat to world number 3, England. Pakistan, on the other hand, have just 1 point after 2 games. England have already booked their place in the next round after winning both of the Pool D matches. Indian women's team produced a dominant 6-1 victory against South Africa in the second group stage match at the Wegener Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen yesterday evening. The victory surpassed India's previous biggest World Cup win, a 4-1 triumph over Spain in the inaugural 1974 edition. With this win, India climbed to the top of Pool D with 4 points from 2 matches. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal calls upon Japanese businesses to deepen the investments and partnerships in India. UAE suspends all trade and financial dealings with Iran after accusing it of missile threat. US President Donald Trump says no talks with Iran until Tehran ready to make a deal. Israel carries out airstrikes on Abu Dhuhr Air Base in Syria's northwestern Idlib province. And India to take on Pakistan in the crucial Pool D match of the FIH Men's Hockey World Cup in Amstelveen, Netherlands this evening. And that is the end of this World News Bulletin.